time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
And this is Ali Muhammad.
Oh, shit. And this is In the Conversation.
The podcast.
Guess who's Bizak in this bitch? Oh, man.
Your homie Lil Half did.
You know? You already know. Oh, shit. Young Muhammad is back in the building just in time for Libra season. Nigga came through to get the love before the born day. What's good, man? How you been, man? Talk to the people.
Man, listen. I'm good to be here, man. Oh, shit. It's been a long summer, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we up on our feet now. You know what I'm saying? I was chained to a bed for about 2.5-3 months.
Wow.
It's good to be up.
Hell yeah. About,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead.
He once told me back in the day, nigga, better to be seen than viewed.
Shit. Yeah, man. Absolutely. That's real talk. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Shit. Dude. Shit. Niggas is, you know, I'm glad you here on the mic. You know what I mean? Glad you here on this motherfucking planet. You know, real talk. Yeah. In this bitch. You know, God is good. Sir. Real shit. Yes, you know, I hate to say God is good and real shit after that part.
Hey, man. Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, man.
Cussing at me. I ain't catching, nigga. Told you, motherfucking ass.
Take it easy, nigga. What you doing?
Yes, chill out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, right at July 27th, I was just having a regular ass day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Putting together a show we was about to shoot. And I was just having a general conversation with the director and felt this headache shoot across my head, something crazy. I'm like, man, what the fuck is that? So I said, you know what I'm saying? Let me holler at you. I'm going to go to my office, take some aspirin. I go to my office, take some aspirin. And that shit ain't work. That shit was like candy. Mm. And then that shit just got worse. And then so I'm like, damn. So I laid back, but that shit got worse. Mm-hmm. And then so I started feeling like nauseous, and I don't get nauseous. So that was a clue right there, because I may have, you know, got nauseous 2 times in my life. So I'm in the bathroom trying to figure that out. And then I was like, man, this ain't right. Something ain't right. So I told him to hit the emergency people. And shout out to my boss, because she hit him and told him I was having a heart attack. I was blue in the face. Get here quick. Mm. And they got there quick. Mm-hmm. And so they rushed me in. I didn't know what was going on. I was just out of it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, everything was just spinning and closing in. Mm-hmm. And I hear him talking. I just remember saying, man, whatever, man. Just do what y'all got to do, man. Just, I don't know what y'all talking about. And I just, last thing I heard was the 5, 4, 3, 2. And then I was out. I woke up in the ICU. So, you know, I wake up, the doctor standing at my feet. And it's like, you know what happened? I'm like, nah, only what I know. He broke the shit down. He was like, you know, you had a hemorrhagic stroke caused by a blood clot and an aneurysm. So the aneurysm, you know, burst, which caused the blood flow, which created the pressure, which created the stroke, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And so he was like, raise your hands, wiggle your fingers. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, I was just in the bed, just tight up in there with the oxygen and all that shit all in my nose. So I wiggle my fingers. And then he was like, wiggle your toes. So I lifted my legs, I wiggled my toes, like smile, stick your tongue out, shrug your shoulders. I did all that shit. And he was like, damn. He was like, you lucky. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Wow. He was like, man, people who come in here with what you got don't usually walk out, or definitely don't walk out without any physical impairments. So he was like, you're lucky. And so, you know, I'm thinking, damn, what the fuck all went on? And then as more people come, the nurses, and they start telling you what happened, you be like, damn. And everybody looking at you like, man, what is going on? Like, you ain't even supposed to be doing that right there. So came out on the good end of it, but shit, still had to, still trying to get back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at. That's where I've been. Hospital bed, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my balance back together, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Mm. Wow. Oh, man. How's it looking now? Like, how you feeling now this far along in the process? As far, yeah.
I'm doing the rehab stuff, but, you know, as they would say, you're not even far along. Like, you're only 2 months out, 2.5 months out.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So it's like you're not, it's your brain still healing.
Right. You know okay.
So you try not to rush ahead of yourself. Right now, I'm doing the outpatient rehab. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like kindergarten, you know what I'm saying? Playing with blocks, doing mm-hmm. puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Taking little tests with the drawing,
mm-hmm.
multiple choice answers and shit. But it's all shit that work those parts of the mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as trivial as it looks, that shit really be working your brain. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, damn.
Right, right.
We played more games when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm doing that type shit. But for real, it's really just, you know what I'm saying, one step at a time. Like, you be trying to rush it. I be trying to ask the nurses or the practitioners, you know, you've been doing this a long time. What's usually the mm-hmm. the process of getting back to regular? And they'll be looking at you like, nigga, ain't no process. It's just one step at a time. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't really understand what that means until you do something in real life and realize you've been practicing that shit in rehab and couldn't do it last week or the week before.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, I couldn't even do this shit last week. Like, bend over and pick something off the floor. Like, I couldn't do that 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this particular week, we had a festival, Revolt World, here in Atlanta. And I popped in on the days that, you know, my team was doing panels.
Right.
And so that was like going from just inside. You went from the bed to another bed. Then you go home and really all you got is the bed and the couch.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And you got to really think about where you're going because, you know, your body and your mind, it's still trying to work together. And it take time. And it's like what they call it. They call it. I can't even think of it right now. But it's a fatigue.
Okay.
That, you know, your mind is working.
Uh-huh.
And it gets tired quicker than it usually would have. You know what I'm saying? It's not that your body's tired, but your mind is.
Right.
So, you know, you got to deal with that. So, you know, this is my first time going outside.
Right.
I'm outside, like a festival. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they called it in and let my man know who run production, shout out to Chad, to make sure that I was straight, make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I always had somebody with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the Uber. This is my first time going out by myself.
Oh, wow.
I called the Uber.
Okay.
I pull up to the venue. I looked at it, you know what I'm saying? I looked at the security situation and I'm like, I almost turned around. I was like, man, I'm going.
Yeah.
This shit ain't it.
Yeah.
But then I said, fuck it, let me try. And I, you know, you got to understand, I hadn't walked more than 10 minutes mm-hmm. since July. You know what I'm saying? So this shit was a stretch. 10 minutes was just from the car to the get inside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So once he came and scooped me and, you know, he was walking and I'm like, okay. I felt like I could walk stronger in that environment than, you know, in these, you know, rehab centers or hospitals because it's real. You know what I'm saying? You can't fucking fall at the festival. You know what I'm saying? You can't just bump into niggas and just be like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas ain't as understanding. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ain't no walls to grab on and shit right. like that. So you got to pull your shit together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I pulled it together, got up in there. And, you know, once I was in there, I felt a lot better. I felt a lot better. I had, you know, people around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have, like, shit, man. Shout out to the people who had to do this every day. You know what I'm saying? The handicap. And you got to have a team to be handicapped, man. And I seen cats rolling around in wheelchairs by themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, shit. You brave, man. Because there's a lot of fucking shit that could go wrong. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about all that. But, you know, eventually you get in it, you find your spot, and it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was cool to see the people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I didn't know everybody at the office knew. So, you know, I was trying to play cool like it wasn't nothing. And you're like, man, damn, dog. And I was like, oh, shit, who told you?
right, yeah.
But everybody knew. You know what I'm saying? People looking like, you know, like, they see a ghost, and that's when it really kick in, the better to be seen part, because it's like, you really could have been a ghost, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you are here, you know what I mean? Everybody here, you know what I mean? People giving you greetings, good to see you, you know what I'm saying? Telling you the other niggas been looking for you, and it's like, you ain't think about none of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it happens, when shit happens like that, it's just, what happens,
right?
You know what I mean, it's hard to your mind. Like my mind still isn't all the way connected, like it used to be. Like certain things that you could think about real quick, you can't think about at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know how you might be coming up with some new ideas and all that, and you see all these pictures and you start putting words together. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how y'all do it, but that's how I do it. I can't do that right now, but it's okay because. When I was laying in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? I'm just stuck in there. And I first noticed with my dreams, like usually I have like lucid dreams and I can kind of jump in and jump out sometimes because I see something that's going crazy in the dream. I could kind of chime in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like these dreams, you can't do shit, but watch them. You know what I'm saying? Like they give you pictures, like where the fuck these pictures come from? You know what I'm saying? Like who are these people? Mm-hmm. And you can't really... You know what I'm saying? And then what really got me was I was in one of my first dreams. It was like beautiful looking, like it was like somebody drew that shit. And then I was about to order some noodles and they looked good. They sounded good. I don't even know what kind it was, but I ordered them. I'm standing in line, grab me a drink.
This is in a dream.
This in a dream.
Okay, good.
And then the dream just ended on my ass. I'm like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, hold right. up. I wanted to get some of the motherfucking noodles. And I tried to start it back up. You know what I'm saying? Because usually you able to do some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was over, nigga. I'm like, damn. And then I started to think about other stuff that you couldn't do. I'm like, damn, this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then after a while, you know what I'm saying? The first time I kind of like heard God when I was in there, it was like, man, let me do what I'm doing with your mind. And before you start throwing your own ideas in there. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I relaxed and just let it be, let the process be. Because all that shit just be, it's like your mind click into a mode where I'm only going to worry about the shit I need to worry about.
Right.
The rest of that shit, I can't do nothing with it right now. So keep that shit on over there. And that's how it is, you know? Like a little circle around what you got to get done. Like you can't really foresee, you know, 3 weeks down the road, I want to do this. Nah, that shit is like, nigga, today, 5 minutes from now, it's like, you want to eat breakfast, you better be knowing what's in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before you get up to go over there, because once you get over there and you don't know what you're doing, it's just like, nigga, go sit down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just managing that type of shit. Other than that, everything else cool. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no problems with my speech or my memory, nothing like that. So, you know, it's all good to get back to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just taking time to get back to who I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's great. That's great, you know. And God bless. That is, that's for real. Nah, for real. But I, what you said too, towards the end, you said, now you're getting back to who you are, but you're also, I guess, trusting the process. And you said your brain is really just worried about what it needs to worry about, like whatever's the priority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the when you spoke to the nurse about, okay, what's the process? It's just like, take it easy. You're going to go through this as you go through this.
Right.
You know, like that's, those are hard lessons to learn on a certain level. I'm curious, you know, I could just imagine, but like, speak to like the your appreciation for life. Has it changed? And then also like your relationship with like patience. How's that like changed for you?
Yeah. Everything changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing you can't worry about, none of that other shit. But really, it's like, you know, your day-to-day is your day-to-day. Like, yeah, this is what I'm doing today. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right. I ain't worrying about, you know what I'm saying, what I'm putting on, who think what, none of that shit. It's just about, okay, I got to do 3-4 things today. Right. That I know I gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you set yourself up to do it. Like, for real, like, I gotta take a shower. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, that is a task. Nigga, that shit ain't no just everyday ass, you know, what I used to do. Just, oh, jump in, I'm done, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Let me just jump in and do that before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, nigga, that shit is a plan. That shit is, all right, I gotta do this, I gotta hold on to that. This shit gonna rattle my brain, so I need to be careful. After I'm done, I'm gonna feel kind of sick.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? For about an hour. Mm. So I got a plan for all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then while you're doing it, it's tiring. So you know what I'm saying? By the time you get to your legs and feet, then you like, yeah, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you do it, you're done. Woo. And then you could go on to the next thing. It's like a lot of times people look at you, they hear you talking and all that, and they think, you know, you could do shit like regular people and shit.
Right.
But then it's like, nah, every step has a thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to think about this whole route from the room to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, all right, if I wobble, I could hold on the wall right there. But, you know what I mean? But it's all an extra layer of work that you got to do just to do regular stuff. And it just lets you know that, you know, you got to think about life. You know what I'm saying? It's like we take all of it for granted. Well, I did. Took all of it for granted. You just doing it. Okay, whoop, whoop, bing, bing. You know, ain't nothing to it. But all of it is a process. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't guaranteed to be there. And I know I'm talking all that, you know what I'm saying? Life after death shit. You know what I'm saying? A little half dead talk. But that's just how you look at it.
Right, right. Know? Nah, shit. You earned this shit. You can talk that talk. Speak to testimonial. Go ahead.
You looking at, all right, man. Shit, the sun is shining. It's a nice day.
Right.
You don't need to go jump out there in it to recognize that. And it's all right, you know what I'm saying? I feel good out here, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes outside just drive you kind of crazy because each motion causes a little dizziness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So as of now, I ain't having it that bad. So when I went out to the festival.
Right.
That probably was the biggest lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tripping because I can't really create how I was creating right
now. Mm-hmm.
And so again, I was gonna leave, but I went.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest lessons of being in that shit was that, you know, I know y'all been hearing me talking for a minute. So when I was young, I had an uncle about 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And he had to take me everywhere he went because I was the only closest boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out to the skating rink or a big event or the park and some jam. And when we get there, he gonna break off and do his own thing. You know what I'm saying? He gonna come find you at the end, right, or somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
So you out there, you 10, mm-hmm, 11 years old, just looking around, looking at what everybody else is doing. And at the time, you don't think nothing of it. You just there trying not to get kidnapped or something. But when I went out to this festival and I'm looking around, I see what I used to see. You know what I mean? It's like you in this space, you see all these black people doing all these different things, and you're trying to figure out where you fit into this space. How are you going to show up into this space? Right. The first time, it's just, okay, people doing this, people doing that. You don't know. Mm-hmm. By the time you do it 4 or 5 times, you're like, okay, I'm going to put on this kind of shoe. I'm going to put on this kind of clothes. I'm going to walk like this. So people could recognize me inside the space. And with that, when I'm in there and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about this, I'm realizing that's the original place where you start to begin to think like that, like future thoughts. Like, okay, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to present like this. And I'm gonna walk like this. I'm gonna walk like an old black man as a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you start putting yourself together. That's how you learn how to style yourself. That's how you learn how I'm gonna come into the world like this.
Right.
Because I know they're gonna be doing it like that. I'm gonna kill them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the vision come from.
Right.
So it was like, why you don't have it right now? Here go the little clues of how to get there. This, here go the clues of how you got there in the first place.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nobody saying you got to have some type of visionary thought. You know what I mean? It was you putting yourself in the world that helped you create those thoughts. So
Wow. Maybe
it's the same shit now that you have to put yourself in a place to create those thoughts. They're not just going to pop in your head like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And while it didn't happen, while nothing popped in my head, that shit was like a huge clue. I was like, oh shit, I talked about it with my speech therapist today.
Mm.
Like, not because I'll be in there and she don't really be knowing what to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Because the problem that I have, most people don't come in there with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm throwing stuff at her. She's like, okay. And then she's just asking a bunch of questions. So as I'm going along trying to figure it out, I'm throwing stuff back at her, just maybe she has some clues. And then she'll come back with some stuff. And then like today, she was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, she had said something last week that a lot of these things have to do with your own personal experiences. You got to be salient. I think that's what she said, salient.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't get it at that point. But then when I brought this, she was like, see what I'm saying? Like, that's a personal experience with those thoughts that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you work to get back to it. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So it's those things. It's like you relearn how to do regular shit, how to do you, you know what I'm saying? How to create the new you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm on right now. I don't know if that make any sense, but
no.
That's what I'm doing.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm over here looking up salient or whatever. You know what I mean? It's one of those words you use and shit. You read it, but I just had to really grasp what was going on here. The opposite of reentrant. Most noticeable. You know, what you just said kind of reminds me of a conversation that we had a couple months back just about career and all of that. And, you know, you were saying the benefit of like a prospecting trip, you know, like
mm-hmm.
just, you know, basically what you said, just put yourself in an environment that, you know, honestly with no true agenda other than to, I guess, I don't even say thrive, but to exist in this environment, and it'll all, you'll figure it out. You'll find a way for you in this environment, and things that you wouldn't even fathom will come to you because you have taken yourself out of, you know, your comfort zone or out of where you are typically, you know, moving around. So,
it's I guess it's just like that.
Yeah, man.
But when you change to the bed, you don't see none of that.
Nah.
All you see is, damn, I don't even see it. I can't envision it.
Yeah.
What you doing next week? nigga, I don't know.
I can't call it. Like, that's old school shit. I can't call it. I might spoil it. That's the ultimate. That's real shit. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Like, but everybody be looking at it like, you can talk. Like, why you can't just come up with something like right. that? Like, why you right. can't talk like this? Why you can't? Nigga, because it ain't working.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Wow.
It's just how this shit made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit is wired up in different kinds of ways.
Right.
And you done split the wire, now you got to make new connections.
Yeah.
So that's where we at, making new connections, mm-hmm. you know? You know, it's a trip, man, but you're not by yourself for real. You by yourself, but you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it all boils down to it, and those thoughts and those ideas and those, you know, how you feel and, you know, where you at with it, that's you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But being you, and you got to sit up and put your feet on the ground, you're going to be in the world. And we in the world, you got to be you plus what it is that you're walking into,
mm-hmm.
or part of what you're walking into.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be both, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you get so used to just laying up, letting them bring you medicine and fucking the lunch that smell the same no matter right. what it is. I don't care if that shit, chicken, barbecue, all that shit smell the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then taste the same to you. No matter all that's going on, you could get cocooned into it thinking that, you know, this is now life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where
I had to stay here and I have to think with inside myself and be in this little cocoon. But as you go along, you start to realize I got to put my feet on the ground. I got to get the fuck up out of here, man, because this shit ain't it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can. Not everybody can.
Right.
But if you can, man, move. I want to move on past that shit because it's not helping me grow. It's keeping me chained to the bed like a, you know what I'm saying, like you're trapped. And it was times where you just feeling trapped in your own body. And it's like, I can't be trapped. I had to get to something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is, something, you know? So that's where I was at, man, maybe about 2 weeks ago. I was just feeling trapped. But, you know, you just keep on reading, keep on moving. A lot of times your mind don't want to stay on things for a long time. But you got to keep adding that shit to your mind. Because you get used to just that chair, that bed.
Yeah.
And that shit ain't helping.
Nah, you stuck, you trapped, exactly what you said. You know, it's crazy. I said this to you, and I hear it right now. I was like, leave it to you to come back from this shit as the most profoundly introspective nigga. You know what I mean? This nigga goes, oh, shit, everybody don't come back with these words. I'll be honest. When everything was going on, you know, of course, the initial shit was, motherfuckers was scared and worried, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to keep spirits up, praying, you know, everything. And, you know, like, I remember, I think it was, you know, it was all, you know, in the group chat and just, you know, just trying to keep the energy high and uplifting and, you know, like everything, you know, you know, you was seeing some prayer warrior transcripts going on, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh shit. You know, I say, I'm praying for him, God bless, you know, whatever. And then when you see somebody else pray, you like, damn, I should switch my verse. Like, no, you... Because I know sometimes you joke about, but you've had this thought about, you know, like the love, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, who's there for you, who love you, like when you went to I think it was your wife's friend's funeral, and you seen the outpouring and shit like that. Yeah, Didi. What's his name? Say his name again.
Didi.
Yeah, yeah. When you went there, you ain't seen that. Like you, that was going on, and that group chat was growing bigger and bigger. You know, and I wasn't telling nobody. I just, you know what I mean. I was like, that's your business to tell. So that was it was a hard thing, you know, like to kind of to hold down. But it was just like, then I remember you texted me out the blue. I think it was like the first pod back, maybe. You texted me out the blue, 5 a.m. So, but yo, I know you heard about what it was real casual.
Damn, no, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, man. you know, you heard about what happened. You know, I had I think you said stroke / aneurysm, blase skip, whatever. And I was, I'll read this shit. First of all, I wasn't even up yet. You know what I mean? I woke up, I read the shit 3 hours later. I was like, this nigga texted me at 5 and oh shit. Okay. And then it was some laughing emojis and that shit, you know, like, oh, okay. And what struck me, and I had to tell you, I was like, yo, the fact that you texted me aneurysm and could type that shit was like, that was like, okay. Then it was we saw a video of you walking, you know, and I was still, you know, like, I'm like, okay, all right, back, you know. was texted. For a while I was like reluctant to call you, you know, just cause I didn't know what to expect. I had my favorite aunt, she had a stroke and it like affected her speech greatly. And in retrospect, I mean, towards the end of her life, she passed like years and years and years later, but like, for a while I would be so uncomfortable talking to her because it was such a difference in, like, you know what I mean, like, who she was, and it was more about how I was processing it or whatever. But like later on we would get to like talking, and I would just, you know, just talk to her and be patient as she was saying what she was saying. And what was so interesting is even in this new way that she articulated herself, at the end of the delivery, it was still potent. It was still funny. Mm. It was just the delivery system was different, but it was still like the points were being made and all that shit. And it was just like, I kind of was upset with myself a little bit because I didn't challenge to really just, you know, deal with the uncomfortable. And sometimes that's just, honestly, that happens a lot with me. But I was like, damn, you know, like, but then when we finally spoke on the phone, I was like, yo, this nigga sound like, you know what I mean? Like, we cracked the mic. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, let's chill.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah. No, but, you know, it was just like, you know, we texted, talking, and things of that nature. And it was, yeah, man, it's absolutely, you know, it's God's work. It's you know, it's a, I don't say it's a miracle, but it's a beautiful thing, like, right. No, you where you are, pulled through, still, you know, like you know what I mean? Like the Muhammad that we know and love is still there. And that's, you know, just FYI, like I witnessed it in that group chat, and I'm sure, I mean, it's from what I'm seeing on your gram, and I seen how the people kind of, you know, were there for you at the Revolt thing and, you know, beyond. And I'm sure the people now that are finding out, they're going to let you know, you know what I'm saying? But like the love is there, you know, like, right. You know, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, it's better to be seen than viewed, because sometimes niggas don't even know it till they watching that shit from the balcony, you know? Right. So
some people still don't know. They don't know what's going on, but it is what it is. Yeah. The crazy part is I wasn't in that group chat. I don't even know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, cool. Yeah.
Like, I was laid up in that bed. Oh, that's going on.
Yeah.
Flowers coming. Shout out to everybody who's, you know,
yeah. Shout out to your wife. Yeah. Shout out to your sister. Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah.
My sister who came with the positive affirmation.
Right.
Plastered all over the room. Mm-hmm.
Family. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All my coworkers who came through. Yeah. You know, my brothers and my pops.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But You just in there laid down in the bed, basically strapped. They got an alarm on that motherfucker. So if you put your foot down, it's gonna go off. So you just in there.
Damn.
And so all this is just going on around you. And you're just taking it in as it comes. Shout out to NBA Youngboy who sent flowers because we had just met with him.
Wow.
Like the day before, 2 days before it happened. We went out to Utah, met with him, and came back. Damn. And so he heard about it and sent some flowers in the very most New Orleans voice, Louisiana voice ever. And nobody else could have wrote the shit but him.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. Wow.
But that was cool. But it's just like all of this stuff is going on around you. It's just like in real life. You do you doing what you're doing, but life is going on around you. You know what I'm saying? It might not be about you, but it affects you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to do things in the vein of this is what I want to put out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's going to come back because it's going to come back some kind of way. So you got to be more, for me, I just felt like I had to be more conscious of what I put out. You know what I'm saying? How I move. You know what I'm saying? Things that I'm reacting to or not, and do better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's all around you. It's all on you, whether you want it to or not. Whether you laid there trapped or you moving around, it's on you.
Right.
So you just got to be, you know, I got to be cognizant of what's on me. You know what I'm saying? And with all that going on, it was just like, damn, how you get back to it and how you give back to it. I don't even know yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to respond to all that right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't seen nobody like that, but, you know, it's things that you have to do to respond to that. And I haven't made that up. I haven't concocted what that is or what that's going to be.
Yeah, now you just got to, like the nurse says, do it step by step, you know? Don't even... Just move with the, you know, the inspiration that you have. Like, you know, just keep going. You already, like you said, the brain is focusing on what's important. And shit, just the fact that you went in an Uber by yourself to the Revolt Music Conference, or the Revolt, was a Revolt World Conference?
Revolt World.
The Revolt World. Like, that's crazy. Because I remember we talked one time, you were like, you know, going from one room to another room could be like disorienting, or being in a car, like just all of that. Yeah. So I know I seen some photos of that shit. I know Revolt, they ain't playing with no nuance, you know.
So yeah, like you saying, like 3-4 weeks ago, nigga, walking down the hall, going from one room to another,
right,
was disorienting.
Right,
going outside was disorienting.
Right.
Riding in the car still is disorienting sometimes.
Yeah.
So you got a festival where there's no controls. You got loud music here. You got the people. You got vendors. You got wires and cords. And the ground ain't even. And the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all the shit you practice in rehab in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Except for in rehab, it's like fake shit, like blocks and fucking cones.
Yeah.
This shit is a real curb, nigga. You fall, you're going to bust your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are real people. You can't just bump into them and just be wobbling all over the place. So you tighten up. Tighten up. And all of that exposure, it helps your mind to work and put all that shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I probably could walk better in that than just around the house because I know I gotta tighten up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I gotta walk like me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like I could feel my walk better when I was in that environment than when I'm in the hospital or in the rehab. Because it's like, oh, I gotta be me.
On point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas is looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want niggas to think you some type of victim or something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I still swing on a nigga in here.
No, I'm joking. We gonna have to talk it out.
Yeah. Diffuse the situation like your man. When you talked about your man at that repass. Oh, right. Man. Yeah. No, let's elevate, brother. No, I hear that. Oh, shit, man.
But yeah, that's where I've been, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man.
But, you know, easing back into it.
We glad to have you back, man. And you know,
appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
See, well, how's it been, man? What's been going on?
It's been, you know, it's been all right. You know, it's just, it's been, shit. I mean, you know, like it's been all right, man. It's just out here trying to live life. And similar, you know, not similar, you know, but like in a way, I've definitely been on some shit where it's like, trust the process, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Just building a lot of momentum slowly, doing a lot of shit by myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm talking about career wise, just like booking these venues and things like that, mm-hmm. getting back out into the world and establishing myself with these club owners and promoters, mm-hmm. festival bookers and things like that, because I'm doing it at this point 100% independent, and getting beyond the fact of like getting over that and just doing mm-hmm. what needs to be done, you know, and putting myself out there as much as I can. And even now, even having this conversation with you, trying to go even harder, you know, but mm-hmm. like just making these calls and connecting with these people and doing, you know, like, you know, not, I don't say not wedded to the outcome, but not like however it goes, it doesn't affect the intention, the process to keep going, you know, some things some dominoes fall a little slower than others, but some of these shits is dropping, and to celebrate it and to be appreciative and have gratitude for it. So there's a lot of that's been pretty good as far as just career wise. As far as here on the pod, you know, just salute to, you know, we had some people, you know, hold it down in the guest chair. You know, we had a few people. Chris Lambert came through a few times. Nikki P came through. Cameron Tremble came through. I'm trying to think. I don't want to leave nobody else out. Did a couple solo pieces, you know, but just to keep the streak alive, you know.
Right.
That's that. But shit, man, just living life, like for real, like, you know, like just having this conversation right now, but just in general, just seeing this, seeing your journey, you know, and not even using it. Everybody got a journey. This is like you have a real journey. This ain't no natural hair journey. You know what I mean? But like, you know, seeing this shit, it reminds you of, you know, to be appreciative and be grateful for every shot you got at this thing called life, you know, and to make the most of it and to challenge yourself and not to, you know, not to stay, you know, stay trapped, you know, like, yeah. So
for real, it's all there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all there. What you going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's are you going to put yourself in a position, or are you going to go lay down? Or are you going to cry about it? Are you going to buckle up and worry and tell yourself how you messed up so hard?
Right.
Or are you going to go and try that shit again? Are you going to go do that thing again? Take the next step. Okay, you wobble, whatever. Nigga, hold a wall. Nigga, wobble the next one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's all of this shit that's out here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's nothing telling you you can't try some shit, hold some shit, move somewhere, do some shit. You know what I mean? All that shit is there for you to try it. And the people that try it is the ones who are going to get it.
Wow.
If you don't try it, you ain't going to never go get it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that shit is real.
Shit, you do it in that bed, man.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah,
takes a D-Lemon at 5 a.m. because you can't sleep just looking at the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, now that shit is real. And yeah. Man, hell yeah. Nah, that shit, I want to go do some shit right now. You know what I mean? But it's for real. Like, I feel like this shit is.
But you are.
Yeah, he's got to keep
we
going.
Talking to the people right now.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah,
right
that's
now,
true.
This second.
That
you know
is true.
You turn
shit.
This off, you could do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to put this up, that's going to talk to the people.
Yeah.
And you ain't even there no more.
Ain't that some
but
shit?
What you put in the world is going to be in the world.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, nah, man. Go ahead. Man, keep spitting. Go ahead. Nah, you got it, bro. Shit talk crazy, your shit. Man. Oh, shit, man.
Nah, man. But, you know, I've been on the sidelines. You know, I ain't been back to work yet. Nah, that shit.
Yeah.
Just putting that 1-2-1-2 together.
And
I got to start practicing driving. That's going to be a trip.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They released me to do 10 minutes of driving a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I got to start practicing my driving because that's the shit. Got to get back to it.
Where you going to practice at? And are you practicing with Merlo or are you going to practice with a...
Yeah, I'm going to practice with Merlo.
Yeah.
Subdivision.
Okay.
You know, just try to, you know, move around, see how it works. I think I can do it. I just got to get used to the feel.
Yeah.
So, shit, got that. Got me a little handicap.
Oh, shit.
A nice little pocket space if I need it.
nigga, living like a diplomat. I hear that shit.
Man,
yeah.
Shit. You look at that, like when I first saw it, I'm like, man, golly, they got it.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? It's all part of it, man. Don't act too bold, too brave. Because when you pull up, and you gotta walk that parking lot, man. Shit, that walk from the handicap spot be long.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it just puts a lot of shit in the context.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit in the context, and just be able to accept what it is, where you at, what you're going through, but have the courage to step forward. And move to the place where you want to be. It's like my biggest problem with not being able to see like future stuff like that is that it's like, you know, where you at.
Right.
My whole thing to them be like, you know what I'm saying? How do I get to where I'm going? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't see the path. Like, you people have worked this path, you've done it with multiple people. What's the path?
Right.
But everybody's path is different. And in order for you to even walk the path, you got to walk it and you got to go through it and you got to be surprised and you got to be, you know what I'm saying, disappointed and all those things inside of it to get to where you're going. You don't know when you're going to get to where you're going. Like, I didn't know. Like a lot of shit I'm doing, walking through this festival and shit like that, balancing, you know what I'm saying, stepping over obstacles. I didn't, nobody told me I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like some of that shit in rehab, walking straight forward, look right 3 seconds. Look left 3 seconds.
Right.
Look right 3 seconds. That shit fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't do that shit for the world about a month ago. You know what I'm saying? About 3 weeks ago, that shit still gave me problems. 2 weeks ago, it was still a little rocky. And now you out at a festival, and you got to look right. You got to look left. You got to, you know what I'm saying, keep your head on the swivel. Man, you be like, damn, I could do that shit. I didn't think I could do it. But what they told me, when you was getting dizzy and sick and all that shit, it was like, that's your brain. It doesn't have the connection, so it's going to have to create new connections. And the only way that it's going to know to create new connections is if you get dizzy, if you get sick, if you go through it. And so now that I'm turning my head, walking, you know what I'm saying, looking left and right, I'm like, shit, I couldn't do this shit last week. Now you doing it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sick. I ain't dizzy. But I'm doing it. You know what I mean? And that's just how the journey go. That's why they probably don't tell you about it. They just like, man, you just got to go through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to probably be trying to skip steps and shit. All right, I don't need that.
Right. And everything counts. All of that counts. All of that incremental progress. Yeah. That's wax on, wax off.
Right.
Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah, so that's my little
Nah, man.
My little walk through the hot burning sands.
Yeah, nah, that shit is that's what the people wanted to hear. You know, shit.
I hope you got any questions, send them my way. Mr. Muhammad, I'll come back next week, talk about it.
Okay. Oh shit. Well, before we get out of here, you know, speaking of all of that, and I mean just the beauty of it all, life and everything. Your birthday coming up this week. You know, I know you ain't, you know, planning too much in advance or whatever, but like, how does it, you know, like this must feel a little different. Any thoughts to add to it? Obviously you hit us with a whole lot, but you know, anything you want to speak to before we jet?
It's more of the same. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Birthday though, again, like I said, it's hard to process future shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But as far as, you know, everybody like, oh, another day, another trip around the sun, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All that shit gets condensed down to, whoo, another day. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And with my birthday, I still haven't really decided on how I'm going to play it because it's hard to think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to do it.
Right.
But the way it feels, is that, you know, yeah, you got this opportunity, you know, you got a chance to, you know, be almost taking out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got a chance to see the people look back at you like, damn, nigga, how you got through that motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you able to wake up on that day and do the goddamn thing again, that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's not really about the celebration of the birthday. It's more about the realization that I'm here another day, mm-hmm. and I'm going to put these 2 feet together and do what I got to do, put these hands to work, put this mind to work, you know what I'm saying? Try to make some of these connections that I'm not making. Another step within the process to get to where you're trying to go. You don't, all of this is teaching you is that you don't have to look so far to appreciate what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we want to look far. We right here, you know what I'm saying? We eating dinner together and it's like, yeah, what we doing next year? What we doing?
Right.
How we going to get this next thing? And all of that comes into play, but you don't have to look that far to make changes and make real changes in your life. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's just walking, it's moving, it's thinking. But even if it's buying your next big purchase or, you know what I'm saying, making your next life move, your next city, it's still that day-to-day shit. You know what I'm saying? And I wish I could think of the Lil Wayne verse. Lil Wayne got a verse talking about the future, but he like, nigga, I can do this in the future because I'm present. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of the lines, but it's on the cover of the Double XL with him in the moon suit.
Okay. Check for that.
But it's so true. You know what I'm saying? You making the future right now.
Right.
Like each little step you're taking right now is creating the future. So you don't have to worry so much about how the future looks. A lot of times we worry so much, me, myself personally, worry so much about the future. You're not even seeing your steps you're taking right now. You know what I'm saying? Worry so much about how I need to come out. And then that shit might not never come out. Know why? Because you ain't doing the day-to-day shit. That is just the real simple ass shit that everybody overlooks. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the big, super big leaps all the time. Them leaps, you got to lead up to them leaps. You got to, you know what I'm saying, take some big steps, some little short runs, you know what I'm saying, to get to your big leap.
Right, right.
By the time you get to the big leap, it's been powered by all of the other shit. And that's where I think I needed to be focused on the little shit and not worry so much about, it's a grandiose celebration of life. Nah, nigga, it's a fucking celebration of the day.
Yeah. That's it. That's more than enough. You dropped a whole lot of gems. I'm just happy that you shared this with the people, your story, everything you said. It's great to have you back, you know, on the mic. You know, I'm sure
great to be back.
Yeah. I'm sure the people are going to hit you. Show this man love, you know. You know, man, it's a beautiful thing. And with that, I think we should just transform and roll out. There's nothing more to say. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
To be in the conversation.